Welcome to What's It All About? Comments on the book of Ecclesiastes. You know, we are all used to seeing things from time to time in life which appear to us, and I'm sure we probably have all experienced them, and that is that there are things that are unfair, or at least they appear to be unfair. In the first several chapters of Ecclesiastes, Solomon talked about life from various different perspectives, some of the difficulties that people face, whether it's the rich or whether it's the poor. And he sort of repeats some of those things here in chapter 6, but presents them from the perspective of how they particularly come off appearing as being unfair. So keep in mind again that Solomon is making observations here in the book of Ecclesiastes as to what life is apart from God. And so he talks about someone, he kind of presents as two different implications. He talks about someone who has done very well. He's worked hard. He's been very successful. He's made a name for himself. He's earned a lot of things. And yet, either his life is shortened or it's taken away from him, and he never gets to enjoy any of those things, and someone else enjoys the fruits of his labor. Or on the other hand, there is the individual who again, God has tremendously blessed. He has a great family. He is appreciated by his family. He has a great a reputation in the community. And yet for one reason or another, this individual takes no satisfaction in all of these things, and he just is depressed. And he doesn't gain anything from these things. So whether it is someone who does everything well and he doesn't get to appreciate it, or whether it's someone who, because he is filled with whatever wrong sense of things and doesn't know how to appreciate the things that he does have, they are both, or appear both, to be most pitiful. But Solomon points out that in both of these situations, or in fact any situation, like whatever happens, whatever one does do or not do, that in fact all of these things have already in eternity been determined. And then in the final analysis, there is nothing that we can do to change them. So here's the problem. How does one deal with such a reality? From our perspective, it would seem again like, why try so hard? Because whatever I do, it's already been determined. It doesn't make any difference. But more to the point is to remember that this is a human observation. In fact, Solomon is very interesting. He does not offer any solutions here, except to understand that we need to understand that this is a reality of life. The reality is that we do need God. That is the only thing, when we bring God into our life, that helps us then to make sense of these things. What we think may not make any sense from a human perspective, what we think is really terrible, in fact, may not be the way God sees it. So be aware, yes, there are going to be difficulties in life. There are going to be things that which appear very unfair from time to time. It's part of the world in which we live. This is life under the sun, is living in a sinful world affected by sin. But in a final analysis, the conclusion is simply this. We must look to God for his definition of life. Thank you.